The Sitka Tribe's Herring Committee originally had developed 5 Board of Fish proposals for the Tribal Council's consideration, including prohibiting herring seining in Sitka Sound from Goddard Hot Springs in the south all the way up to the northern tip of Big Gavansky Island. Councilmember Mike Miller, a veteran of the Board of Fish process, argued against adoption of the proposal, saying it was simply asking too much of the board.
Realistically, this is probably about 90% of the historical commercial fisheries is encompassed in this area.
The State Board of Fisheries will not meet to consider southeast allocation issues until this fall. As a more timely alternative, Miller proposed that the council ask fish and game managers in this year's Sacro fishery to close the core subsistence area, the area north of Sitka's Eliason Harbor breakwater, centered around Cassiana Island, to all seining, including test sets. A similar informal agreement last year led to ADF&G's holding only one opening in the core area. Tribal council members were concerned that the closure was not binding on fish and game, but nevertheless gave Miller's request their unanimous support. Protecting the core subsistence area also factored into the tribal council's rejection of a second Board of Fish proposal, which would have required ADF&G to limit sacro seine harvest to no more than 20% of the observed biomass in any one opening. Tribal research biologist Heather Woody explained that the proposal would require fish and game biologist Dave Gordon to publicly justify a decision to move on any given stock of fish.
I think Mr. Gordon can estimate the biomass. I'm sure he does, but it's not like he shares the information with the tribe. This would be basically strapping him in to share the information before he executes a fishery.
Again, Councilmember Mike Miller saw the potential for this proposal to backfire and to possibly force Gordon to look for commercially viable schools of herring back within the core subsistence area. The Tribal Council agreed and unanimously rejected the proposal. The Council did move on a potentially controversial proposal to raise the conservation threshold, or the amount of herring that must be in Sitka Sound to even hold a fishery, beyond the current 20,000 tons. Council members briefly debated the merits of recommending a new threshold for the Board of Fish. Tribal Resources Protection Director Jessica Perkins strongly advised against it.
If we put a number in there, we're going to be on the hot seat to back it up. It's not our job to figure out what the conservation threshold should be of the commercial fishery. In fact, that's Fish and Game's job. So if we ask them to raise the threshold based on these certain factors, it's going to put Fish and Game on the burden to figure out what that number should be.
In addition to asking for a raise in the conservation threshold, the proposal calls for a cap on the commercial harvest of 10,000 tons, about 5,000 tons less than this year's quota. Asked if the data supported a cap, tribal biologist Heather Woody pointed to Alaska's other sacro fisheries.
These rates are similar with Norton Sound, Cape Avenola, Bristol Bay, Nelson Island. So there's reference in state of other management plans that would support Proposal 1.
The Tribal Council backed the proposal unanimously. The second Board of Fish proposal to win council support passed on a split vote. It would require Fish and Game to include test harvests in the overall guideline harvest level for the sacro fishery. While the tribe is planning underwater studies of the mortality of seine-caught herring, some council members were not certain that there was sufficient data currently to support the proposal. Biologist Woody said simply it was the Herring Committee's opinion that if these fish are molested, they should be harvested. The third and final proposal to win tribal council support concerned the harvest of eggs rather than fish. The council voted unanimously to recommend that the Board of Fish up the subsistence requirements of spawn-on-hemlock branches in Sitka from 250,000 pounds, or about 12 tons, to 325,000 pounds, based on statewide participation. Council members agreed that Sitka herring eggs were in growing demand as a subsistence commodity from Barrow to Ketchikan. The deadline to submit proposals to the State Board of Fisheries is April 10th. The final date and location of the board's Southeast Finfish meeting this fall has not yet been announced. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.